is fine. Now, what about this, the community you were raised in, though, was the park. What was Park City area like?
Park City, it's really just a real, at the time, I thought it was a great residential section. Yeah, it was streets with sidewalks and lots of trees and yards, and it's just what I think of as a typical residential section. But it was sort of middle, you know.
Was
not
it really urban or suburban? Was it right in
the city? Well, it was on the outskirts, toward the eastern outskirts of the city. In fact, it wasn't a long distance from there, from where we lived, to the city limits at the time. I guess maybe a mile or so, you know. But that has changed a lot, too.
What is Park City like now?
They have commercialized a lot of the main street. Magnolia is the street which runs right through the center, and it was strictly a residential street, you know, 25 years ago. And that is built up now with a lot of commercial businesses and buildings. And then this is also the area which the black people in Knoxville, I guess the more affluent ones, when they could afford to move out of where they had lived, moved into some of these houses, which created the white panic, or whatever, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, people, you know, rapidly begin to move out, the white people do. So one side of Magnolia is almost all black families now. The other side, which is the side we lived on, has sort of a mixture, but I think they're beginning to change.
Is Cherry Street out there?
Yeah, Cherry Street was maybe 3 or 4 blocks from where we lived.
What street you live on?
On East 5th, and at the corner of Milligan Street, which was farther east.
If you come off the interstate and you go down Cherry Street to the very end, that's Parkview.
Right.
I interviewed a man on Parkview yesterday.
Okay, now that was a black man, probably, because I think this is the area that they have almost...
This was part of the Park City area.
That was part of Park City, and I had a lot of friends who lived in those houses up there on Parkview, near the grammar school was within a couple of blocks, I guess, of where you were.
This was just about 2 blocks up. It was kind of a white cement block house. Cement block house kind of set back. He lived there, and he's a retired porter for the Southern Railroad. He said he's lived there since about I can't get this straight now. I haven't talked to so many people. I can't remember exactly how long he lived there. But at any rate,
probably within the last 10 years,
yeah.
I guess. Because I don't think it really had started, you know, moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. But as I say, in this high school that they built, after I'd even left the neighborhood, but was built with, you know, it's a white high school. And in the last 10 years, I guess, it has become almost a totally black school. I think they do have a few white students, but not very many.
Is that Austin?
So everything still segregates, you know, no matter what they're doing.
Austin
East.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my grammar school, I think, is almost predominantly black, and so is the junior high school. So that neighborhood has undergone probably the most, complete change.
Are your parents alive?
My mother is still.
Where does she live?
Well, she's with us right now, but she actually lives a couple of blocks from here and spends a good deal of time with us because she babysits. And
do you know, you don't have any...